Hello, everybody. Welcome to the You Know What I'm Saying Stacks podcast. I am your grateful host, Andre Rashawn Grant, ARG, Stackerot, whatever the fuck you want to call me. Dre Stacks, a gangster, make the host say thank you, make a nigga want to spit, aka your sister, baby daddy. Welcome to the new year. I know I've been putting off the episodes for damn near 2 years now, but this, I'll try to let the ideas of the podcast come organically and natural, so it doesn't look like I'm forcing anything or just on this motherfucker just breathing for no reason. So the topic for today is I seen a lot of people talk about the N-word, nigga, and everything like that. Joe Rogan, his podcast, they took over 12 years of his podcast and made a compilation of him saying the N-word. And to be honest, when white people or people of that's not black use the word nigga, I really don't give two fucks. Even if someone of the opposite race was to call me a nigger, E-R, I may feel some type of way. I may get offended, but at the end of the day, bro, I really try not to let words cut me down, because a ward and a sword is the same thing. It's spelled backwards. A ward is your sword. And some people say the tongue is stronger than any weapon that you can get. So I understand that words do have can bring an energy with it, and it can actually damage people just by using your words. But then we have to go into the context of nigga, nigger, all that shit. We have to really break that shit down. All right, so look. While I'm also doing research right now so I can know. So everyone talks about the word niggas and nigga and everything like that, but the word nigga actually derives from, it's a title used in Ethiopia of Africa and other African civilizations or African countries. They use the term nigga, nigus, which means king. And another way how I interpret it is, nothing is new under the sun. They calling us niggas now. Everybody calling themselves niggas now. They've been calling themselves niggas back then, because if you was a nigga, you was a king. You were intelligent. You had shit. You was actually, when people be like, I'm the realest nigga, bro, people really actually meant that shit back in the day. I'm talking thousands of years ago. Motherfuckers was like, I'm the best nigga. I'm the best nigga on the block, right? For real. People really meant it. So imagine when white people, because black people always been around the world. So when white people start seeing black people, they were already getting caught on to when the Moors of Europe start civilizing the world and stuff like that. The white people would go to these places where black people were running in Africa, and they would be like, look at these niggas. These are niggas. We're surrounded by niggas. And when they were saying, oh, we're surrounded by niggas, they were saying, we're surrounded by kings. And through times after slave trade and everything like that, they took the word and they tried to demean it. But they still didn't know what they tried. They used it as a term of to break you down, to make you feel of an object of less importance and things like that. But they don't know what the word actually means. We don't even know what the word means unless you really go out and look for the information yourself. So imagine you're in a country and then you see white people, and the white people are like, oh, nigga, 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 nigga. No, literally, this is no, I wish I could be more. I wish I could be more. I can't get more literal than this. They were literally saying, yo, what's up, nigga? What's up? How you doing, nigga? And that was them you're a king, bro. What's up, bro? You're a king. I want to get like you. I really want to get like you. This is why you look in today's society, everybody on the planet, white, black, Mexican, Asian, Chinese, they all want to be niggas at heart. Everybody wants to be a nigga, but no one really wants to deal with the life of being a nigga. I would say, let me try to figure out so I just don't get the rambling. Because I know a lot of people are going to be like, Stacks, you're fucking tripping. You out your fucking mind. But no, literally, Like, literally, the word, let me go into the, I'm on the definition right now. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, negus, N-E-G-U-S. The definition of negus, entry 1 of 2, used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia. And then there's another one that says it's a beverage, wine, hot water, sugar, and all that other shit. But it's the word king used as a title of a sovereign of Ethiopia in Africa. And I'm pretty sure Ethiopia wasn't the only place that was calling each other niggas. And even if Ethiopia was the only one place, fuck it, I'd take it. I would literally take it. So like when motherfuckers was like, oh, look at this nigga. Like they're not even knowing that they are literally like congratulating you, but you don't have the mind space to even. You get to the point to where if a white motherfucker call you nigga or if they say the word nigga, like you ready to kill them, beat their ass and all type of shit. Like, bro, like relax, bro. Like I'm trying to think of the term that they say. I think it was called. They say knowledge itself. Like we're trying to obtain knowledge itself. So when people like if you have knowledge itself and someone is calling you nigga or you hear someone saying, oh, look at that nigga, or even if say you get a fucking old racist white woman, old man, say, look at this nigger. Oh, you fucking black nigger and all this other shit. Like say they tell you the worst thing and they call you the worst thing and they top it off with nigger, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You supposed to be able to take that information. Like, of course he insulted you with the fucking other verbs and fucking adjectives that he was saying before that. Then he called you a nigger. But then he called you a nigger at the end. You got to understand that the motherfucker is so ignorant. He doesn't even know that he's really paying you a compliment, but it's a backhanded compliment. He may just be racist. He may not like black people. But he doesn't have knowledge himself to know that when he calls you the word nigger is derived. It is basically telling you that you are a king. Like, I wish I could. I don't know what else. I don't know what more else to say, bro. It literally says king. The history and etymology for niggas. Noun 1. Oh, shit. I cannot read that. That shit is in fucking Greek or some shit. I can't even read that shit. But basically, moral of the story. Niggas is a noun that is a definition for the word king. N-E-G-U-S. Niggas. Niggas. Like, let it sink in. Like, literally, let it sink in. Let it sink in. Like, how can you, like, and me personally, if I got white people, I got some white friends right now who they done said nigga around me so many times. I called them nigga so many times. Like, it doesn't matter. And I remember on a fucking, on Cat Williams' Netflix comedy special, he said, oh, we all niggas now. And that shit really stuck with me. Like, it, like, and when he said, like, you got, and I'm taking it from just the stereotypical brainwashed fact that niggas are just like, before I had knowledge itself, I would say niggas are just black people, like, just niggas, just, you know what I mean? Urban people, you know what I mean? Just urban, just with the shits, fun, you know, cultural. That's what, like, niggas are to me. Like, that's what niggas were to me before I knew what the word nigga meant. So, like, we, like, if you notice, like, when you go to these, like, these concerts, like, these Lil Durk concerts and all this other shit, bro, the majority of the people who's buying these concert tickets are white people. And like me, I live in Tucson, Arizona right now. Nothing but Mexicans. Like, when I say nothing but Mexicans, I mean they are literally either born in Mexico and came here, or they've been raised here. And Tucson is so close to the Mexican border, it's damn near Mexico from a black perspective. They might not think it's Mexico, but me on the outside looking in, I'm from the inside looking in and from the outside looking in, because I'm not from here, Tucson is basically is Mexican, Spanish. And you get around these motherfuckers, bro, I was locked up with them. These niggas are calling each other nigga all day long. Hey, yo, what's up, my nigga? I love you, my nigga. And they are talking to themselves amongst each other like this. So they know, they like, even they have the understanding, like, bro, like, even like, cause you come down here, like the Mexican gangs and shit like that, it's like black gangs. Like these Mexicans like bang blood and Crip and all type of shit. So it's like their culture is centered, like their gang culture and street culture is still centered around, I guess, black, whatever. I don't even know how to fucking put it. I'm on here rambling low key. I don't want to ramble. I hope you guys can understand what I'm saying. But and then like if you and I went to a Catholic school in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and these motherfuckers were saying nigga back in the day. Like they were like, oh nigga, what's up, my nigga? And all like, and I could have been a typical black person and like got upset with it, but I really never felt upset with it because like the word nigga does not trigger me. It does not. The word nigga should not trigger anyone in 2022. The word nigger should not trigger anyone in 2022. Like, bro, we have so much technology and black, like, I'm going to save what the blacks have done for the country and later on into the story. So as of right now, I'm going to talk about, like, the word nigger should not affect you. It should not be able to rile you up. It should not be able to take you from 0 to 100, depending on the person that say it. Like, what, like, most of these rap songs that's topping the charts, that's making billions of dollars for these record label companies and stuff like that, all these songs are littered with the word nigger and everything like that, nigga, whatever, and shit like that. So, like, you have to be, if you really want white people to stop saying nigga, bruh, like, literally, if you really want, like, just, let's stop saying white people, if you really want people that's not black to stop saying the word nigga, I literally don't know what to tell you, because, nigga, we are, like, whatever we do is, like, the oil of the world type shit, especially on a communication level. And in the world of communication, black people are, like, really, like, although, like, we don't have like any of the distribution of the communications, but whatever is communicated through black people is reaching the world. Like, it's a worldwide thing. This is why music is like literally, basically, music is probably one of the, music is a way of life though. So it makes sense why music really can take over the world, can change a culture and everything like that. So I'm gonna try to keep it like the word nigga in like, I'm gonna try to keep it on that plane. I'm on here rambling. I'm sorry. I hope you guys like are like listening and being able to like even give me like some comebacks, some disagreements, starts with a C. Criticism. Thank you. God damn it, I'm a genius. Some criticism, and you know, just like let me know how you guys feel about the word, like how other races are using the word nigga. Does it bother you? Do you pick and choose and let and like choke? Because I know half of y'all niggas, but I know I done been around some OGs who be like, man, nah, bro, that shit not cool, bro. Don't let these niggas say it and shit like that. But and the only thing I can think of as to why like older people feel a certain way is because they actually went through the injustices along with that word. So like back in the like your grandma or anything like that, they actually lived in a time where they could not actually drink water, use the bathroom, eat at a restaurant because they were a nigga. So I can see why, like, you go into a restaurant and they're like, get out of here, nigga, and all this other shit. And that word, like, that word stopped them from doing what they wanted to do and pursuing life. As of right now, in 2022, that word has been transformed and evolved to like the really one of the highest degrees. And on top of us taking that word, and from when they didn't give us the word either, so that's why I'm trying to like really like use my words correctly. When that word was introduced to a certain group of people in the way that it was, well, it's hard because that word has always been around, so white people did not introduce us to that word. When they took that word and they brought it with them, they were still calling us niggers while we were enslaved. They were like, oh, look, we grabbed up a whole bunch of kings, niggas, and now they're slaves for us. Like, we got them. Like, we got a busload, shipload of niggas, like, literally. So when they take that word and they brought it over here to the colonies and stuff like that, and they were like, oh, get that nigger or all this other shit, the slaves are literally being like transformed to in a way to be like, oh, this word is like fucking us up, like it's like taking us back. But it's not, I don't know, bro, this is like, it's not a touchy subject, it's not a tricky conversation to have, but I wish I had like different aspects of minds that could be like, okay, this is why, that is why, this isn't cool, this is not cool. Yes, I let my white friends say nigga. Yes, I don't let my white friends say nigga. But do you pick and choose? Is it really just white people? Or do you like, because I know y'all got Mexican homies that say nigga. I know y'all got like some Asian homies that probably say nigga. I know y'all got some cool ass white boys that say nigga. Like, are we picking and choosing? Like, are we just like, are we upset if a certain age limit is using the word nigga? Like, it's fucking crazy. But let's go into some more of the word niggas. A ruler of Ethiopia, providence of Ethiopia, supreme ruler of Ethiopia. So all this shit, and then like, all right, look. So when you go to the word, type in the word niggas on Google, then go to the images. So I read you guys the definition that it means king. When you go to the on Google and you go to the images for the word niggas, it's going to show you black kings. Like, literally, I wish I had a fucking video camera that can like fucking like screen record everything that I'm showing you guys. But you guys have to take time out itself to be able to look at these things. But when you look at the word niggas, it pops up pictures of black people in crowns and everything like that. And when the colonizers, shout out to Black Panther, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. When the colonizers came, they were calling us niggas because that's what we were. We were like, and like, I don't want it to sound like, I don't want to be one of those fucking Hotep hat wearing niggas. Like, we was kings. Like, I swear to God, that is not the direction I'm going. I am not going with that direction. That is not even my argument. I am not, I try to be conscious to a certain degree. But that shit, like that we was king shit, that shit is played out, honestly. But it's truth. It's truth behind everything that you hear when they say that, because this is the proof that I'm showing you guys. All right. So it says, a nigga's mind. God is consciousness, not a creator. God is the source of creation itself. It, not he or she, it is not independent of you. It is the totality of everything. So when I call myself God, I am not talking about my personal self. I am talking about the expression of the God self that rests inside of me. Ooh, he said, I am talking about the expression of the God self that rests inside of me. So everyone has a God particle inside of them. Ooh, that's deep. That's deep. The verb, the energy, not the noun. Once you think God is a noun, person, place, or thing, you separate yourself from it and immediately become a limited being. That's deep. It said, once you think of God as a noun, person, place, or thing, you separate yourself from it and immediately become a limited being. That's what separates the believers, religious, from the knowers, spiritual. And I don't like that, because it's kind of being divisive at the same time. Because I believe in certain religions, I'm gonna stick with Christianity, they try to embed that God lives within you. But it's more of a person, place, or thing. So, yeah. And then on the spiritual aspect, the knowers, I don't like that either, because that's very divisive. So when they said, like, what separates the believers, religious, from the knowers, spiritual. So I'm assuming when they say that the knowers being spiritual, they already know. It's starting to make a little bit sense to me. It's like what I said earlier when I said knowledge itself. Like, the believers believe that the word nigga is fucked up. Oh my God, I just cracked the code. The believers believe that the word nigga comes from a negative place. The knowers, the spiritual, understands that the word nigga has a bigger meaning. This is why they can't let it affect them. It's really like someone is crowning you when someone is calling you that. You can't let words by negative people, especially negative people who don't even like, I can respect a negative motherfucker who knows a lot of shit, but chooses violence every day. I can respect that, other than an ignorant motherfucker who knows absolutely nothing and chooses violence. Does that make sense? I don't know. I'm kind of sick in the head, but yeah, that's deep, bro. That's deep. I'm not going to be on here all day. I want to keep this podcast like a very short one, just so you guys can be able to chop in, tap in, listen to it real quick. And bro, give me some feedback on this. Like, for real, let me know some things. Give me some feedback. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, but I think I kind of cracked the code. I kind of ended on a strong point. I'm kind of liking that. I'm liking what I'm hearing. Yeah, so this was the You Know What I'm Saying Stacks podcast. This your boy Andre Grant, Stackerot, Dre Stacks, Saying Stacks, ARG, AR Stacks. Dre Stacks, say gangster, make the hell say thank you, make a nigga want to spank you, aka your sister, baby daddy, and I'm out.